Okay, Rav Moshe, today's daf is Yumei Daf Pei Dalet, and we're here at the bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots, three lines up from the bottom. A lot of stuff about illnesses today, a little bit about Pikuach Nefesh towards the end. So let's see what the Mishnah, what the Gemara has for us. So it said in the Mishnah, Mishnah Nashko Kelev Shoita, if someone's bit by a rabid dog, well, obviously you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos for it. And Tana Rabbi will end the Rabbi. Chamisha Dvarim Nemer Bekelev Shoita, the three things that they said about a rabid dog. Piv patuach, its mouth hangs open. Rido, riro notef, its saliva is dripping. Right, that's probably perhaps the most famous. Oznof sruchos, its ears are falling, or like literally means they're rotten, but it probably means they're like falling over. Right? Yeah, Rashi says they're falling over. Znovo munach al yerechov, his tail stays on its legs, it rests on its legs. Mahalach betzidei derachim, and it walks on the side of the road. V'yesh omrim, some people say, Af novach ve'inkolo shomea nishma. It kind of opens its mouth to bark, but there's no voice that comes out. So my haves, where does he get this from? This rabies. So Rav Amar nashim kashfanios misach gospel. All right, Rav says that what's it called? Witchcraft, right? Women are doing witchcraft on it, so it gets this evil kind of, you know, illness. Shmuel Amar ruach ra sharab alav. Right, there's a ruach ra. There's some sort of evil spirit. Some sort of demon, some sort of shade. My benai, what's the difference? So you benai who, right? The mekatle b'davar ha-nizrak. Do you have to shoot at it to kill it, or can you just go up and kill it yourself? Pasha says if there's a shade there that could transfer onto you, right, you should probably keep your distance. Tani kivasi the Shmuel kasher harganoso, right? The Bryce says when you kill this rabid dog in harganoso ala b'davar ha-nizrak, only make sure you shoot at it, don't stab it. Right, the chayef be mistaken, because if you get rubbed by the dog, then you're in trouble. With the nachis be mice, and if you get bit by it, then you're gonna die. So the Gemara says the chayef be mistaken, ma'itakante. What do you do if the dog rubs up against you? So nishlach mane v'nirat, take off your clothes and get out of there. Pasha says that somehow the shade will transfer onto you from this dog. Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, Chaf Be Chad Minahu B'Shuka, Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, sure enough, was rubbed by one of these rabid dogs in the street. Shalchinu Lamani V'Rayit, right? He took off his clothes and he ran on Amar and he said, Kiyamti Be'atzmi, I fulfilled the pasuk in myself. And the pasuk that says, right? We quoted it either yesterday, 2 days ago. Hachachma Tichme Ba'ala, Tichya Ba'ala, right? The Chachma, if you know what to do, if you're smart, if you have the knowledge, it will keep its owners alive. Okay, the noch is like my smai takante. What do you do if you get bit by the dog? So I'm rabbi, nesi mashko de apa de dechra. You should bring the skin of an animal called, apparently it's called a pole cat. I don't know what that is. Right, Rashi translated also as an animal that I do not know, tzavua. Okay, so bring the skin of this animal, v'nechta v'ala, you say right on it, ana palnia bar palnisa, meaning that's me, that's ploni bar ploni, right? That's your name, right? Whatever your name is. So Amashka de Apa Dichra Kasvin Allah, I'm writing you on the skin of a polecat. Kanti Kleros, right? Some sort of incantation. Some people say Kandi Kleros, okay. Ka Hashem Tzvakos, Amen Amen Sala. Okay, that's what you write. Rashalchinu Lamane, when you throw it, again, you take off your clothes with a perinu and you bury them. Bekirvri Atresir Yochishasa, and you bury them for 12 months, for a year. Then you should take them out and burn them, right? 12 months later. And then take the kitma, the ashes, and kind of throw them at a parshas drachem, at the crossroads. And for that year, right, whenever he drinks water, you should only drink through a metal straw or a copper straw, or whatever. Because maybe he'll see, if you drink straight from a cup of water, so you'll see the shade that perhaps could have been, that could be in you, or you'll see the reflection of the shade in the water, and then you become, you get in danger. That's Misukan. Kihada Abba Bar Marta, because that happened, sure enough, that happened to Abba Bar Marta, who Abba Bar Minyomi, who's the same, right, also named Abba Bar Minyomi. Avdalei ime guvta de dava, and his mother made him a gold straw, and he, sure enough, he survived the year. Okay, v'od amar Rabbi Masya. Rabbi Masya said, if again that we talked about this tzefidna, if they have this disease, this illness called tzefidna, right, person, it starts in the throat, and we explained it goes down into the stomach. So again, you should do whatever medicine you need to do on Shabbos. Right, this is a kanos nafashas. So Rabbi Yochanan chashpet tzefidna, sure enough. Rabbi Yochanan had this tzafidna. Azo gavav dehi matronisa. He went to a woman, a certain woman. Avdalei milsa chamsha umale shabsa. And sure enough, she did some sort of medicine for him on the fifth day, or, i.e., on Thursday, and on Mali Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. So Amalei b'Shabbos Mai, he said, "What do I do on Shabbos?" So Amalei l'tzurechta. She said, "You'll be fine. You don't need any medicine on Shabbos." So imash mitzarichna Mai. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Well, if I do, so then what do I do?" So Amalei ishtaba to lo megalis. Promise me you won't tell me, or you won't tell anyone that the ones are called. Promise me that you won't tell anybody this remedy, this healing, this thing. Meaning, she apparently didn't want to reveal it. Apparently, it was some sort of secret medicine. Okay, so what do you do on the third day after this tzafidna? So ishtava la'ala d'Yisrael lo magalene. So he swore, right, Rabbi Yochanan made a shavua, and this is the language is important. And he said, "I will not reveal to a Kodesh Baruch." Meaning, he said it in a way, right? Lo d'Yisrael, ishtava l'lo d'Yisrael, right? Depends on where you put the comma, right? He said, ishtava l'lo d'Yisrael, I swear to the God of Israel, lo magilna, that I won't reveal it. But as you can see in a second, there were no commas in Rabbi Yochanan's statement, and what he meant to say was, okay, no problem, I won't reveal it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously, meaning he would reveal it to everybody else. So you'll see in a second. So nafak darsha v'pirka. So sure enough, she gave him the refuah, and he taught it in public. The Gemara says, "I didn't he swear that he wouldn't." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, Yisrael lo magalna, right? Hala am Yisrael magalna, right? Like I said, right? He said he swore that he wouldn't reveal to Kosh Baruch Hu, but to Am Yisrael, but then he would. Aye, va'ika chil Hashem. Right? This is a chil Hashem." But again, Rashi says she thought that, right, he took a shvua and then didn't keep the shvua to the mekalele meikara. So apparently Gemara says no, that really as soon as he took the shvua, right, she told him that he had not actually sworn or something like that. Meaning she was aware, right, apparently she was aware that he didn't actually swear. There was no chiddush in it. My avdila, what was this? Okay, great. Now share it with us, right? Now that we know what it was. So what was this refuah? So Amar of Acha, Breder of Ami, Meis or Shemen Zayit Umelach. Apparently, it was yeast and water and olive oil and salt. Okay, Rav Yema Amar Soor Gufe. It was actually yeast itself, right? And Shemen Zayit Umelach with oil, olive oil, and salt. Rav Ashi Amar Mishka de Gadfa Avsa. Apparently, it was the fat of a wing of a goose. Okay, Amar Abai Ana Avdi Lekulu Velo Itzai. Sure enough. Abai said, "I tried all these three things. Apparently, he had safidna. Tried all these things; they didn't work. Ad Amar Lehutaya until an Arab told me, I see kashaisa dezesa delo malitilsa. Right, take olives that are not yet one third ripe, the pits of olives that are not yet one third ripe. Vekalinu benura. Right, burn them in a fire. Amarachata on top of a new utensil for digging. I'm not sure what that is. Right, Rashi says amarachadash." Okay, fine. Put it on top of some sort of digging utensil. Vadbeg bekachay dare, and put ashes on your teeth. And after Hagi v'itzai, apparently this worked. Right after Abai had tried the other three things. Okay, v'may hava. What does a person get safitna for? From some mechameme chamime dechite umeshiri kasa deharsana. Apparently, if you eat hot bread or fried fish, and Rashi explains that's been left over, I mean, that's left overnight, right? I take it back. Where did I see that? No, not left overnight. Okay, yeah, no, Rashi doesn't say that. Okay, fine. Yeah, apparently you can get it from hot bread or fried fish. The umay samne. Oh, mishire. No, I'm sorry. Mishire. Meaning mishire is leftovers. Yeah. Okay. No, right. So yeah, stuff that's been left over, either overnight or a couple of days, right? So leftover hot fish or bread or fried fish. My simani. How do you know that Rachman Latzlan, you have this tzafidna? So kad rami midi bekachay ve'asa dama beidari. Apparently, he's bleeding a lot from your gums. Okay, fine. Rashi takes out the next couple of lines, but we'll just read it because it is in our text. Rabbi Yochanan ki chash betzafitna avad hachi b'shabsa v'itzi. Sure enough, when Rabbi Yochanan had tzafitna, he did this whole remedy thing on Shabbos and it worked out. Rabbi Yochanan heichad avad hachi. How could Rabbi Yochanan have done this? Right? Isn't there a chilul Shabbos? So I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Shani tzafitna hol matzul b'peh v'gomar b'bnei me'ayim. Right? As we explained yesterday, where this tzafitna, right? It could lead to potential pikuach nefesh. Right? It in and of itself. Right, obviously, bleeding from your gums and soreness in your throat, right, that's annoying. That's not, pikuach nefesh. But it could lead to issues later on. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was able to be mechal Shabbos to take care of this. I'm there, Rav Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Kiman, whose shita are you following?" Meaning that Rabbi Yochanan obviously held that there was mutter to do on Shabbos. So is he Rabbi Masi Bar Cheresh? Rabbi Masi Bar Cheresh. Apparently, he's holding the Rabbi Masi Bar Cheresh. Damar Choshes Bepei Matzil Losam B'Shabbos. He said, if someone who has some sort of pains in his mouth, you can put medicine. You can use medicine on Shabbos. Again, apparently, the implication of the Shaila is that Rabbi Rav Chiya Bar Abba is asking Rabbi Yochanan, is why don't you hold like the Chachamim, who apparently hold that it's Osir? So Amalei, Shiny, Shani Omer Bazu Velo Acheres, because he holds that the Chachamim don't disagree, meaning that they agree that it is mutter. And then there's another case, which we're going to quote in a second, where it's going to be us. Meaning that we had, but the machlokas in the Mishnah, right? The machlokas is only with the dogs, dog bites. But for instance, so fitness, according to Rabbi Yochanan, held that the Chachamim didn't disagree with Rav Masi Bar Cheresh for the tzafina. Now we're going to have a try and figure out what the Chachamim Shita is exactly with this tzafina, with this pain, this illness that starts in the mouth and goes down to the stomach. So Lema Mesehele will bring you a proof, right, that supports that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Masir Ben Charash, right, who holds that it's mutter to do medicine to take care of this stuff. So Misha Achzu B'Yirakon, for someone who's green, literally, I think it's called jaundice. Someone who's green, machilin osol basar chomer, he can even eat donkey meat. Right, mishenach chokelav shaita machilin osol mechazar kovid shalom. If someone's bitten by a rabid dog, you can feed it from its liver. Machilin os chosheish bepiv, and someone who has pain in his mouth, so machilin osam b'shabbos. Right, you can do this. Do medicine for him on Shabbos. The Rebbe Masir Bar Cheresh. Right, that's Rebbe Masir Bar Cheresh. You can do all these three things. So chachamim omrim. So be'elu. This seems to be very clear, right? These that we, i.e., that we listed above, have no such refuah. So the Gemara says, "Be'elu l'mutemayek." So what does be'elu mean? Which of these, of the three things that we mentioned, right? That the donkey meat for someone who is green, and for someone bitten by a dog, that you feed him the liver, and someone who's pain in his mouth, that he can do, because it's going to be tzavidna, you can give him the medicine. So which one is not a real refuah? Which doesn't count? Right? So my love, the mutesam, isn't that talking about the last one? Right, that it doesn't do anything, therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. Gemara says, no, the mute masikin dam disronchi. Right, apparently they're excluding a case of that's not listed in our brisa. Right, the Gemara entertains this possibility, right, that it's not listed in our brisa. It's some other case where he has a sort of illness where he has to let blood. So in that case, the chachamim agree that it's mutter. But really, in terms of the last three things that we said, really the Chachamim hold that all of them are no good, and therefore, right, they would disagree with Rav Masi ben Cheresh and say that you're not allowed to put some sort of medicine in your mouth if you have pains in your mouth. And now Chanam Mistabra, this makes sense, right? The Tanya Kazulan, the Rabbi says, Shalosh Adivar Mamre Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Nishasham Mishem Rabbi Masi ben Cheresh. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi heard three things from this Rav Masi ben Cheresh we're talking about. He learned makiz and dam l'sruchi b'Shabbos. That's what we just mentioned. You're allowed to let blood for this illness on Shabbos. Mishenashko kelab shota machilin usol mechatzar kovid shalom. You can give, right, someone who got bit by a dog can be fed its liver. V'achoshesh b'piv, and someone who has pain, right, in his mouth, matzin losam b'Shabbos, can give him medicine. V'chachamim omrem, and here's the point. Be'elu ein behem mishum refuah. These are not. I have no such, it's not a refuah, it doesn't help you anything, therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. So, the Be'elu L'mutei Mai, so what is that talking about? My love, that tribe of Asraisa, L'mutei Dereisha, aren't they talking about the last two? And the first one, i.e., the bloodletting, is a real refuah? Meaning, isn't Elu talking about the last two? Yes, and implying that they agree with him by just the bloodletting. So Gemara says, no, atarti dereisha, kamaisa lumutid seifa. No, I mean, why did you necessarily choose the first one to be the one that they agree with and the last two to be the ones that they disagree with? Maybe it's the opposite, that they disagree with the first two and the last one, i.e. the one putting the medicine in your mouth, right, the onset of tzefidna, maybe they agree with that. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was right that the Chachamim agreed through the Masa ben Charash. So we're kind of still stuck, right? We still don't know. So Toshma will bring another proof. The Tanya Rebbe Bar Shmuel taught the following. Ubra Sheherecha, again, back to the pregnant woman who smells food, right? Really needs to eat on Yom Kippur. Machilin Osa Acha Toshuv Nafsha, right? You can give her food until she feels better. Misha Neshko Kelev Shota, Machilin Osa Machatzer Kavichelo, same thing. If you get bit by a rabbit dog, give it its liver. Vachoshish Piv, person who has this illness in his mouth, pain in his mouth. Matilin Osam Shabbos, you can give him this medicine on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Shamar Mishum, Rabbi Masir ben Charash. Okay, that's Rabbi Masir ben Charash Shita. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Vizu Bolo Becheres. We agree with this, and with nothing else. Like Gemara says again, Vizu Ahayo. Which one do the Chachamim agree with? Right, Elema Aubra, if you tell me they agree with the pregnant woman, so Pshita, well, obviously, right, we talked about that a couple of days ago. Obviously we allow a pregnant woman, she needs food, and we give it to her. So Ubra Miika Lama Dhamma Dalo, right? Nobody says that you don't feed a pregnant woman who says she needs food, so it must be one of the other ones, right? One of the bitten by the dog or the pain in the mouth. So Allah Basam, it must be talking about the Sam, right? The one that has pain in the mouth, the guy who has pain in his mouth, and you can give medicine on Shabbos. So Shmamina, apparently the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Masya ben Chorish Shita, that medicine works, and you can be Mechal Shabbos for that. Okay, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is proven. Rav Ashi says, Masnisin Deka Nami Deka. Sometimes it says that backwards. Anyway, Masnisin Nami Deka, right? The Mishnah also seems to imply this, because it says, the Oda Amar Rabbi Masya ben Chorish, he also said, Choshish people Tilu Lo Samba Shabbos, if someone who has, again, illness, some sort of pain in his mouth, you can give him medicine. V'lo Pligi Rabban Olera, the Chachamim, don't say anything there. If he meets the pligi rabban alayah, for the chachamim disagree with him, why don't we teach both of them, right? Both of the shitas of Rav Masi ben Charash, and just say at the end that the chachamim disagree. So Shmamina, apparently, you see the chachamim actually do agree that Rav Masi ben Charash is shita, that you are allowed to give someone medicine for this pain in his mouth. Okay, good. Invite two dots. Now, the Mishnah said, right, anytime, again, we said that we allowed them to put medicine into his mouth for Shabbos because it's suffering nefashos, right, and we allow, anytime the suffering nefashos, we are make him on Shabbos, give him machal Shabbos. The Gemara says, Lama li su lamimar, b'chol sveiko suffering nefashos, dochas a Shabbos. Why didn't you tell me that? Right, from the examples in the Mishnah, we get the point, right, you can be machal Shabbos for suffering Nefashos, right? You don't need a general rule. Usually when the Mishnah lists a bunch of things and then it says something like Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, and you could have learned the rule from the examples they gave in the Mishnah, so you didn't need to tell me that. Right? So that we always ask immediately, so why did the Mishnah say that? So we're doing it over here also. Why do you need to tell me that you could be Mechal Shabbos for Suffolk Nefashos? We could have figured that out from the other cases in the Mishnah. So Rav Yudah Marav, Lo Suffolk Shabbos Zu Bilvad, Amru, Ela Afilu Suffolk Shabbos Acheres. Because what the Mishnah means is that even if this Shabbos, that for sure the guy is going to survive this Shabbos. But if you don't start therapy, he might be in Sakana next Shabbos. So even for that, we're Mechal this Shabbos to make sure he doesn't enter into a Suffolk Sakana's Nefashos next Shabbos. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Right, give me an example. You go on like the Amdua Litmanya Yome Vyoma Kama Shabsa. Let's say the doctors say that he needs some sort of medicine for 8 days, right? Get a prescription, right? And you gotta take, penicillin, whatever, right? Gotta take some sort of medicine for 8 days, and it starts today, right? Meaning, Shabbos to Shabbos is 8 days. Right, you might have thought, you might have thought, well, maybe you should just start the medicine on Sunday. Right, so you're not mechal two Shabbosim, right? He's got to take it for 8 days. Just start Sunday. He'll go Sunday to Sunday. It'll only be one Shabbos he's mechal to get this medicine, not two. It's kashma lo, we say no. Therefore, the Mishnah told us, no, you're mechal this Shabbos. If you have a suffix nefashos, even if it's next Shabbos, you start, you're mechal Shabbos, even if this Shabbos, there is no immediate threat to his life. Tanya mihachi, v'ashulam d'nebraisa, mechamen chamen l'chol l'b'shabbos. You can heat up water hot water for someone who's sick on Shabbos, bein lashkoso, bein lavroso, whether he's going to drink it or whether he's going to bathe in it. V'lo Shabbos zubo vado omru, elo l'Shabbos acheres, and not only if he's sick on this Shabbos, but even if he could be sick next Shabbos. V'in omru namtin lo shemei avri, we don't say, we wait for him to get better, and then we'll reassess the situation. Elo mecham lo miyad, right? No, you see, heat up the water right away. V'pnei she sofik nefashos dochas Shabbos, because any possible sofik nefashos, that is Docha Shabbos. For those Sufik Shabbos zu, Ela Filu Sufik Shabbos Acheres, and not only this Shabbos, it's even next Shabbos. Vein Osin Dvarim Halal Eloi, Dein Nachrim Veloi, Dein Kutim, you don't wait to do it through a Goy or through a Kuti, Ela Yidei Gdoli Yisrael, that doesn't mean to go get Rav Chaim to do the thing, it means a Gadol, who's a Jew. Right, you can do it, right, a full-fledged Gadol can do this Malacha, nobody worries, right, there's no Cheshbonos when it comes to Sufik Nefashos, on Shabbos, go do whatever you got to do. Right, I remember right, when my wife was pregnant with our third, so you know, she thought maybe she wasn't sure, unclear, maybe she didn't feel the baby, I don't know, it was kind of weird. She maybe was sleeping. She got nervous that she hadn't felt the baby kick in like a day or two. Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. But she wasn't sure. She was, you know, not sure? Great, in the car, let's go, right to the hospital. Right? She wasn't sure, she was unclear, she had no questions asked. Right, we drove straight to the hospital, and right, no, there's no shilas when it comes to Safik Nefashos. And certain, right, even theoretically, though the child wasn't even born, right? So there's no cash. You just get in the car. You just do what you got to do. You don't have to make any cheshbonos. Vein omrim yeyasu dvarim halal loy al pinashim loy api kutim aval mitstarfin ladas acharis. Now there's a big machlokas as to what this last line means. Not that he needs my approval, but the Rif seems to say that this is a hemshech of the last thing we just said, that you do it through gedolim Yisrael, you don't delegate to any other people. I mean, even obviously women are chayiv in Chil Shabbos as well, but again, these people are let's say less chayiv in other mitzvos, right? So you don't need to find a kuti, you don't need to give it to an isha who is obviously just as chayiv. Right? The reason most Rishonim don't like that pshat is because a woman is just as chayiv in Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos, as a man is. Okay, right? Other approaches as well. Right, throughout the Rishonim. But again, it could be that they're talking here that if a kuti or a woman requires says that the patient requires some sort of procedure, we listen to them. Okay, fine. But either way, that's the end of that. I mean, there's no cheshbonos when it comes to dinin nefashos. Tan rabbanan and the Raisa, mafakhim pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. Right, again, we do whatever we got to do if there's a pikuach nefesh situation on Shabbos. V'azareh is a meshuvach. Someone does it quickly, right? So it's praiseworthy, right? It's great. Right, do what you got to do. Don't hesitate. Go do it. Don't worry about the being Mechal Shabbos. Right, save a life. Vein tzar achlito reshus mi Beis Din. He doesn't have to go get reshus from Beis Din or anything. Just go take care of it. Kach ketzed. How so? Right, how does that work? So the Gemara gives three examples, and then it'll say at the end that they were necessary to give all three examples. Ra tino kshinafa layam rachmana l'tzlan. If a kid falls into the ocean, pores matudu umala. So right, you can throw out a net and bring him up, even though trapping is usher on Shabbos. Vazar is raised. Meshubach vein tzar achlito reshus mi Beis Din. Right, if you do that as quick as you can, don't ask rishos from anybody, right? Just go do it. Alpha gavet gotzayid kavari, and even if he traps fish with it, right, that's totally motor. Rati no kshinav alabar, if you see a kid fell into a pit, right, oker chulya umala, so you can take out the chulya, the rim of the pit, right, that's, if you remember from Shabbos, that's an issue of bone, and probably soser, if you're taking away the rim of the pit. But again, to access the pit, you take away the rim, go down and get there, get the kid out of there. Vazar is raised in Meshubach, Vazar is raised in Meshubach, right, again, same idea, take care of it as quick as you can. Afal gav demetaken darga, even though you're going to fix it and use it as a step, right, after Shabbos, right, that's meaning that you're going to fix it and use it, that whatever you built or kind of, you know, the entry into the pit, you're going to use that, I guess probably bona, because now you're kind of creating an easier entrance. So yeah, even though that's fine, right? So even though you're going to use it after Shabbos, it's mutter. Rosh and in Allah Delas Mifnatino. Okay, now let's say, for example, you see someone, a kid got locked in a room, right? Or an elevator, you know, for example, now more modern example. So Shovru Motzia, you can break the door and get it out of there, even though obviously breaking and that's so sir, that would or right destroying something. Maybe I'll not slip notes. Okay, maybe that's a good question. What is that issue to break a door down? Let's see one second. Ah, okay. I mean, I was going to say in a second that it's probably Soser Amanas Livnos, or maybe it's, let's see here. What would be the issue of breaking a door? Even though, again, the question that I'm asking in my head right now is that usually malachos are constructive, not destructive. So let's see here. If you look at Rashi, right. Okay, let's just finish the Gemara, and then you'll see that it is a bit constructive. So Shover Motzir, you can break the door down to take out the kid. Vazaris is a meshuvah. It's great to do this. Don't wait for Beis Din. And here's the point. Right, even though he wants to break the door into pieces, right? If you look at Rashi, Nesarim Shitzarich Lehem, right? He needs the pieces, right? So he needs firewood. He needs to build another door, whatever. He breaks the door in a way where it's not just destructing, which is again Mekalkel, which is Potter, which is also Derabanan, but even in a way where it's Metakin, where he breaks into Nesarim, right? That's why Rashi has to say that. Because now it's a creative destruction. You're creating little pieces from this big door, even though that's also midaraisa. You're allowed to do that to get the kid out. Mechaber mefsikin v'pnei adelika b'shabbos. You can stop a fire. You can put out a fire, right? Or stop. Right, mechaber is to put out. Mefsikin is to stop. Right, I get pashas of fire. Let's say you can't put out the fire, but you can stop it from spreading, so you're allowed to do that as well. Vazarazar is a meshubach v'insarach l'toshus mebezdin. And that's great. I mean, whoever does. You know, whoever can do that, don't ask rishus from Beis Din. Right, and even though you're going to flatten the fire out afterwards and use it to cook right after Shabbos, so that's still fine. And you need to give me all of these examples in the Braisa. If you would only tell me the case where the kid falls into the sea, into the water, right? Mishum, why is it mutter? Because again, if you don't act quickly, right, the child will be gone, right, sink to the bottom. Right, bore, but in the case of a pit, the kid fell into a pit. The kayasiv, he's just sitting there. Same alo, maybe you don't have to be mechal Shabbos. Right, he's down in the pit, right? He's in the middle of the street. He's down in the pit. Okay, maybe. Okay, nope. So the Gemara says, Tzvicha. No, there is still a Sakandas Nefachos here. So you're Machal Shabbos. V'yashmin and Bor, if you would only talk about the case of the pit, Mishim's Kamivis, because maybe the child is frightened. That could hurt, right? That could harm him. That could impair his health. Avol Ninelis Bedelis, but if the kid is just locked in a room, Eshred Diyosvei Bahai Giso Meshabesh Leba Amguze, maybe he's just sitting there playing with games. Maybe he's not even nervous. I said, Tzricha, so still you need to tell me that it's mutter to do this. So Mechaber Mafsikin Lamali, so why do you need to tell me the case of the fire? So that is Dafilu L'chatzer Recheres, that you can even put it out for another chatzer, meaning, if you look at Rashi, right, Deleika B'chatzer Zu, right, there's a fire in courtyard, let's say A, Menefashos B'chatzer Acheres, and the people who are in danger, let's say they can't run away or they can't leave or whatever, right, as Rashi says, if you have sick people or you have ketanim in the next chatzer over, right, the fire is not even here. But the chiddush is that you can even put out the fire for the next chatzer if you might have a sakana because somebody can't get out, or you can even stop the fire from spreading before it gets to chatzer B. Okay, Shkolakoda Rabosai, we'll go vayder and Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.